Praise the Lord. Before anything else, of course, we would like to recognize those who are with us for the very first time. Si Sister Rina, ho, pang ilan yun na? Pang ilang Sunday yun na? Pangatlo na? When you came, oh, praise the Lord, yeah. Pang-apat na! Oh, praise the Lord. And of course, we would like to recognize a brother here who's with us. James. Brother James. We welcome you po, Brother James. Ayan. It's always, to, you know, a delight to see new faces, you know, as a church. Amen. Praise God. And so, of course, kahit na mga Old Testament folks na kayo, lagi kayo nandito. Praise the Lord pa rin. It's still a blessing to see everyone. Kahit familiar faces. Glory to God. Amen. You know, magandang mapakinggan lagi. It's always such times of refreshing come from the presence of God. Kaya we are so blessed every time God would give us an opportunity to hear the Word of God. Whether the Word of God that tells us about sa finances natin. Every Sunday, one of the elders would encourage us in the area of giving, ano? Pero hindi pa po ito yung pag-aaralan natin. I would just like to give you a testimony. Kasi our relationship with God, hindi lamang yung when we come here on Sunday, but when you and I leave this place where we gather every Sunday or Bible study night, Wednesday night or Friday, that when we leave, when we do our yung everyday life, daily routine, that God is with us. Di ba ang pangalan ho ng Panginoong Jesus, Emmanuel, our God is with us. And so, in the area of giving, totoo ho yan. I have shared with you my testimony as when we sold our townhouse na, my goodness, ang profit ho was, yung sale ng property was, it exceeded our expectations na we were able to buy another single dwelling house where we live right now. But even in our everyday life, okay, the reason I said that was, you know, every week, how many of you get flyers about mga sales, whether sa grocery? How many of you? We do. Ay, tayo, tinuturoan ni Lord na, oh, may sale. So we grab opportunities like that na, oh, may sale. And meron ho kami flyers sa Albertsons. Oh, mommy, me, wow, 69 cents a pound. Ay, mura yun. Because how much ang regular whole chicken? Minsan $4, $5 per pound. So, let's say $6 per pound, one whole chicken at 3 pounds is $18. So, I went. I went yesterday. But when I got there, sold out. And so, oh, wow. Lahat po ng mga sale items, halos wala na. Pero particularly, sabi ng mami ko, kumuha ka ng ano, dalawa. And so, when I got there, there was this guy, the associate from Albertsons, na doon nagtatrabaho. And then I asked him, are all the foster chicken gone? Yes, ma'am. But you know what he did? He grabbed two chicken, went inside, and gave me the sale price. There was another lady that was that came right after me, and narinig ko pa, all of the chicken gone, pero hindi niya binigyan. Why me? God's favor. Amen. No, that wherever we go, God is with us. Amen. God is with us. So kahit na ano, whether yung sa ganung bagay, talagang si Lord, talagang praise God, di ba? So I thank the Lord for that. Lord, thank you for that favor. Amen. See, favor comes from God. Wag na ho tayong, di ba sa Philippines, ano tawag doon yung ano, hindi, sasabi, oh, swerte ka, no, it's not about luck. It's about when you and I have that kind of relationship with God na He would just bless us in amazing ways. And so, whether may challenges, You know my testimony na when that came over, can I tell you, it's almost a year na, 1 year na ako na nakabalik sa trabaho ko after my episode, my health episode. And you know na when the disability benefits were exhausted, God gave me favor through my workplace. Minsan, God would just show up in times wherein unexpected. That's how God is. Kaya let me just encourage you because ang ating pong pag-aaral talks about an important principle in our lives as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, that meron pong rebuilding that God is doing. Amen. We have to know that God is a God of restoration. What, kung ano man yung brokenness in our lives, God is able to rebuild what Satan has meant and intended to destroy. Amen. Praise God. So let's pray and let's just ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding from His Word and help us to focus on His Word today. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Son Jesus, who is the bread of life and who is the living Word of God. We thank You, Lord God, for this time You've given us to gather in this place, Lord God, for we know that, Lord, You would want us to know You more. That as we know You more, we come to see, Lord God, Your love for us, Your purpose and plan, Lord God, and even Your power to accomplish the God-given destiny in our lives, for our children, and even for some older folks like us, God, that, Lord, You have not forgotten us even when we reach old age, oh God. In fact, You promise that there will be fruitfulness in our lives even when we grow old. For we know that, God, it's Your purpose that will prevail. The enemy cannot even thwart or hindi niya po kayang hadlangan ang purpose mo sa aming buhay. And so, Father God, we thank You for everyone in this local church, God, whether someone new or someone who has known You for quite a while. We thank You that, Lord, meron kang gagawin something powerful and fresh in our hearts today. Help us to remember, Lord God, what You're going to instill in our hearts through Your Word, God, and grant us the grace to apply them in our lives and to obey You, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, God. You know, today as we are going to observe prayer and fasting, can we say that there has never been a greater need for God's people to come together in prayer? You would notice po sa Bible na ang dami pong one another. Encourage one another. And there's one na napakahalaga. Pray for one another. God is not telling us to stop letting our personal requests be made known to God. God is a personal loving. He's a loving Father God. But para po natin ma-experience ang power ng prayer, we need a relationship. It needs to start with a personal relationship. And how does that start? When you and I put our trust in His Son, Jesus, sabi po sa Bible, sa Gospel John chapter 1, that when we put our faith in His Son, Jesus, we become a child of God. So whether you are a young person or an older person, once po tayo na born again, we become a daughter or a son of God. It starts with having faith in His Son Jesus. That's the starting point. And so now that you, in any relationship, relationships are developed, right? In relationships, we spend time with that person that we know, that we love, that we care for. So also in our relationship with God, finding the time, carving like time out of our busy schedules, napakahalaga ho. It's very, very important for us to find the time to seek God in prayer and coupled with fasting. Amen. As the Holy Spirit would empower us. Now, so there's a time, a great need for us to come together because you know what? Why together? Because there's power in agreement. Di ba ho sabi sa Word of God, the three strands is better than one. So ibig sabihin na, you would notice that when as a Christian, we go through difficult times na nanghihina tayo. And I know that for a fact because when I was a young Christian, there were many, many times that the Lord used a brother or a sister to pray for me or to encourage me during my low moments. Amen? So praise the Lord for that. And so that's why the Church of God, tayo po, may we never lose sight of what God has called us collectively as a church. And that is always to come together in worship and in prayer. And the Word of God tells us now we need to be what? Serious and watchful. We'll find that out. It's a story. So now, why prayer? Because prayer will help us to focus on God. Prayer helps us to focus on the love of God, on God's love for us. What else? He helps us to focus on His power, what He can do. When you and I read His Word, we come to know God more. Amen? And so what else? We come to know of His sovereignty. When the Bible says He's sovereign, meaning to say God is in control of whatever situation we find ourselves in. God is in control of whatever is happening in your family life. God is also in control of what's happening in His church, lalo po sa church, because the church belongs to God. The church doesn't belong to any man or woman. The church came because this is a church is tawag ho dyan. We are the called out ones. You know, I praise the Lord for the songs that we were led into. Where I was, sabi ko, oh, praise God, that the songs that our sister Didi and the rest of the praise and worship team sang and ushered us into the presence of God already started what needs to be preached to you. Sa song pa lang ho, hinahanda na yung puso natin. Amen. Glory to God. And so there was a portion in that song that says, we lift up the name of the Lord in power and in unity. We lift up the name of our Lord Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus where salvation comes. No other way. No other way but Jesus alone. Now, and it says there, when the people of God come together in unity and with such faith, there will be what? The turning of hearts. What is turning of hearts? That's repentance. And alam niyo, it takes the work of the Holy Spirit to do that in all of us. Makita natin where we're at in our walk with God. And one thing about the Lord, can I say this? When we need to see the entire counsel of God's Word, we remember that God is a God full of mercy and compassion. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus. Dahil lahat ho tayo, we are all sinners. And the truth is, at times, di ba, truth hurts. Minsan, sasabihin na, ayokong, we avoid certain things, pero kung yun ang katotohanan. Let me give you an example. Sabi ng kasama ko sa trabaho, I hate getting old. Titignan nyo yung mga, ano tawag doon? Mga throwback pictures ba tawag doon? No, no. Magpo-post kayo ng throwback pictures mga 20 years ago. Oh, wow. Tapos, may flip side nung ngayon. It's like, well, what happened? And at times, you know, may limitations na in mobility and all that. But the truth is, we live in a sin-fallen world that one of the things na nangyari po when Adam and Eve sinned was death came, sorrow came, pain came, meron ng mga sickness and getting old. But praise the Lord that because God is a God of restoration, we are looking forward. We're in when Jesus comes back. Alam niyo po ba yung what the Word of God promises? We will have resurrected bodies. Ako excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited. Because that's what the Word of God promises to me. That even while I'm waiting for that time, and I'm experiencing limitations, but I have seen the grace of God. What do we mean by that? When we find ourselves not limited tayo in what we can do, but when the grace of God through the person of our Lord Jesus comes in, we are able to do things that we cannot do ourselves with ease. That's the power of God. That's the grace of God. Amen. And so, kaya ho, may, sabi pa dun sa song, let us not look back. Some people would say, pag, you know, discouragement comes. Oh, gusto ko pa sana nung ganun times. Minsan gustong i-relieve yung mga times. You know, that's a lie from the enemy. If you are born again now, alam niyo ba, you will never regret that. Never regret that. Huwag ho natin ipagpapalit. We should not exchange the fleeting moments, yung pleasure ng mundo, with what God has prepared for us. Never, never. Huwag ho natin, let us not mag-give in sa lies ni Satan. And for us to know what is valuable, kung ano yung napakahalaga sa buhay, we find that from the Word of God. The Word of God. Nakakasilaw po ba ang i-offer ng mundo? Yes. Yes. Sin is, kung hindi ho pleasurable ang sin, example, si Satan, halimbawa, itetempt ang, let's say, a married person to get into an affair, hindi niya ipapakita yung broken families. Hindi niya papakita yung, halimbawa, for someone who is like may sexual immorality, hindi papakita yung magkakaroon ng sakit brought about promiscuous sexual lifestyle. You know Magic Johnson, he was like, you know, very open po siya sa nangyari sa kanya, right? He contacted AIDS because of his yung promiscuous sexual life. But you know what? Praise God now with the Lord, even when we fail in those areas, meron pong grace that God would make new start with God. Amen. But He would tell us from the Word of God, don't touch that, don't do that. And when God speaks to us in certain areas wherein we are already there, get out of it! Get out of it! Alam niyo yung Feast of Unleavened Bread? What does that mean? When you are reading your Bibles, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when, alam niyo po yung, they did that to remember what the Lord told them. Ano po ba yung story ng sa nation of Israel? When God told them, I'm going to deliver you out of Egypt. Di ba po? Remember that? Okay, let's get ready for the journey. And so they were about to leave slavery. How many of us would even picture what it meant to be a slave? Slaves, dahil no freedom, right? You were just asked, do this. And it was heavy load, heavy burden. And so when God sent Moses, like what our brother Roel said, God would always use someone, a messenger, to give us a message of hope. And would give us instructions on what to do to bring about yung deliverance natin from things in our lives that's like, mabigat, burden. Amen. And that's a picture of sin. And so one of the instructions was, okay, magpre-prepare po sila ng pagkain, pero sabi, wag nang lagyan ng what? Yeast. Y-E-A-S-T. Doon sa mga nagbe-bake, alam niyo yung purpose ng yeast? Para umalsa. Pero sabi ni Lord, wag niyo nang lagyan ng yeast. Why? Because you need to leave quickly. You don't have to wait for the bread to rise up. And that's what God is telling us. When we are in sin and the Spirit of God tells us that pinapakita na kasalanan yung ginagawa natin, leave it immediately. Wag na yung, siguro next time. Next time na lang. Hindi pa ako ready. I-enjoy ko muna to. No. No. When God speaks to us, it's for our good. It's for our good. He wants to save us from mga heartaches and above all, because hindi ho natin hawak ang buhay, we don't hold, no one among us is guaranteed of our tomorrows. No one. Kaya po, kaya sabi sa Bible, today is the day of salvation, kaya in the mercies of God, na nag-work pa po sa buhay ng marami, let us seize that opportunity and come humbly before God and turn our hearts back to God. Amen. Because there are blessings in store when you and I repent. Sin brings about brokenness. Now, meron po tayong babasahin. I want us to go first to the book of Romans chapter 15 before we go to the real text ng ating pag-aaral po. And please, let us read together because the Lord doesn't want na you will leave this place empty-handed, but He would want you to leave built up. Your faith so built up, encouraged po kayo, and pumped and empowered by the Spirit of the Living God. Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. Romans 15, 4 to 5. For everything, sabi po dyan, di ba? Everything? For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through patience or endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So from verse 4, it tells us that the Word of God, whether it's a story from the Old Testament or even some New Testament, because some people would say, you know what, I don't think that the Word of God is relevant. No, it is relevant. The principles of the Word found from the Word of God is applicable even to our life now, even in this 21st century. The truth of the Word of God still works. It prevails. Amen. So for lahat ho ng isinulat, everything that's written in the past was written for what purpose? For us. To teach us. To teach us. Kaya pag merong itinuturo, we all need a teachable heart. We need to ask the help of the Holy Spirit to teach us so that kasi meron po merong iba diyan na meron pong ibang tao pag nasabing but yun na naman but inuulit pa paulit-ulit no it's for hindi ba how many of you when you were in school repetition is one way of learning. How did you remember your multiplication table? 9 times 8, di ba? Kasi paulit-ulit. 9 times 1 is 9. Di ba? Pinapaulit ng teacher. So, same thing with the Holy Spirit. You ulit niya po. Certain principles from the Word of God that you and I need right now. Amen. And so, what was written to teach all of us. So, let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give me a teachable heart. Lord, kahit na narinig ko na yan, hindi ko sasabing, oh, yun na naman, oh, narinig ko na yan. No. Lord, what can I learn from this story again? Amen. So that through endurance and encouragement, I love that. So the Word of God can encourage you and me. So that's why, alam niyo ba, now we know, that's why the enemy is so talagang gumagawa sa anything that would hinder us from hearing God's Word. He would do anything because we know that there's power in God's Word. It's able to bring about our salvation, kaya po tayo naboborn again through the Word of God. When you and I were given that opportunity to hear the gospel, praise God, dahil because we heard the Word. And it, parang Word of God, parang ano, scalpel, ginagamit po ng heart surgeon. May open heart surgery yung ginagawa sa heart natin and exposes what's inside. That happened to me. That happened to me. You know my testimony, but praise the Lord because the Word of God is alive. It's powerful, sabi po sa Hebrews 4. It's sharper than any double-edged sword that pierces through the intents of the heart. Sabi pa dun sa ano eh, yung, pati yung ano, yung bone marrow. Pag kayo bumibili ng yung, talaga naman sister, sarap bulalo, di ba? That's hard, yung, dinadaan yun sa like, my gosh, it's like that, yung lagari halos, ano, kasi mayroong marrow dun sa loob, no? What I'm saying is, that's the power of God's Word. Na kahit na parang merong hardened part sa heart natin, the Word of God can penetrate. And hear me please. We need the Word of God. We need the Word of God. We need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding from His Word. So pag let's say you would say, wala akong naiintindihan. Probably, we have to examine ourselves whether born again tayo. Because Jesus said in the book of Mark, hindi po natin maiintindihan lahat ito, not unless that the heart is open to God's Word. We need to be born again for us to understand the things of God. That's the first step that anyone needs to take. So pag let's say, walang interest. If you're an old Christian, probably you got born again, but medyo na sa sidetrack. But then God would bring us back and through His mercy and grace because He loves us so much that, alam niyo yung word na blindsided? Meron ho kasi tayong mga bagay na we don't see ourselves, but God does. And so, in His loving ways, He would allow us na minsan He would allow painful things. Minsan, kagalit tayo kay God. Kinaganyan natin si God. I was like that before I got born again. Akala ko it was enough for me to be religious. No, I needed a relationship with Christ. But when I got born again, oh, parang puzzle ho na pag finifit, oh, I was beginning to see the picture. It was my sin that separated me from God. But when I got born again, oh, alam yung sabi ko, sana noon pa? Because I was like, what, 26, 27. And so, I wanted the sana. I should have known the Lord. But you know what? The Lord is never late. Never late. Never late. And so even for those who have known the Lord for quite a while, so the Lord is like, you feel that God is like, binabalik po tayo. It's a sidetrack, but He brings us right back to the track. Kasi, alam niyo ba itong times na we are living in? Ooh, malapit na po ang pagbabalik ni Jesus. Before I came here on last Friday for the prayer meeting, I would watch church channel, and there was one time wherein I heard a preaching na talagang the Word of God has this power to like lift us up when we're discouraged or when we're down. It did that to me. But particularly that Friday, I heard about, you know, how when you're watching the news, and then yung minister po was like explaining yung meaning of what's happening, world events. When you read the book of Daniel 7, we're not getting there, but let me just tell you what the Word of God can do. Daniel 7 talks about, there's a prophecy about the end of age. That there will be things that would happen in this world that would fulfill the second coming of our Lord Jesus. Now, part of that, what was prophesied was, meron pong 10 horns. Those 10 horns refer to nations na magkaka-unite sila. And do you know that last May of this year, hear me, May of this year, there were 10 nations that pulled together. It was steered by a leader from one of the nations, sa France. Now, people at times would brush it off. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we choose to decide that what the Word of God says is true, number one, pag sinabi ni Lord na ni Jesus, I'm coming back. Mauna po ang rapture before yung second coming. Sa rapture ho, hindi magta-touch down si Jesus sa earth. He will just be up there in the air. And then an angel will blow the trumpet and would gather the elect. Gather the elect. Meaning to say, igagather niya ho. Meron niya rapture? Can you imagine what would happen in this world? Let's say you're driving a car. Or you're a pilot. You're manning a plane. Tapos rapture. Wow. There would be chaos and disaster. Some people would scratch their heads. What happened? What happened? But the Bible tells us that that day is coming. Kaya, when you and I are reminded from the Word of God as far as yung kanya pong second coming, it challenges us as far as our spiritual readiness. Spiritual readiness. Amen? Kaya po, we thank God na meron tayong pagkakataon because the second coming of our Lord Jesus is our blessed hope. Blessed hope. Amen. Now, let's go now to our text. Now, let's go to Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah. Nehemiah. We're going to like, there's so many things from the Word of God na it's good for us to see what God is telling us. Now, it talks about rebuilding of the broken walls in the city of Jerusalem. But before we go to Nehemiah chapter 4, I want us to look at Nehemiah 1 first. Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. When we talk about yung nangyari po, exile kasi they were held captive by the Babylonian Empire. So the people of God, they were made slaves. They were being oppressed when they were captives by the king of Babylon. Now Nehemiah was he is a man of God. He is a man with fear of God. Amen. So he was in this position na meron pong nagbalita sa kanya of what was happening to the people of Judah. They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in what? Great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we, sinama niyo sarili niya, we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Let's pause, Paul. And so when Nehemiah heard that bad news, sinabi po dito, ano yung bad news? Na the people of God were in great trouble and disgrace. And the other thing was, sabi po dyan, meron pong description ng word of God. It says that the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. Ano pong significance? What is the significance of the walls and the gates? Number one, ang walls po, during those times, they were built to protect, for protection. It talks about protection and power. Para yung sa city of Jerusalem, nandun po ang temple. And temple refers to what? Place of worship. Alam niyo po ba na sa buhay ng tao, kung yun ho very central and very important to the people then, it's also important to us now. Our relationship with God is more important than anything else. More important than anything else. Diyan po nakasalala. It hinges, everything hinges upon our relationship with our Heavenly Father through our faith in His Son Jesus. Amen? And so there was what? Brokenness. And so the walls are broken and the gates have been burned with fire. Wala pong protection. In our times now, what do we see is happening right now? There's brokenness in families and we're broken as a nation. There's so much division sa family. There's so much hindi pagkakaunawaan, and we know where does that come from? We have an enemy, and that's Satan, who is all out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy families because pag ang parents nagkasiraan, when fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, their relationship is nagcrumble na ang marriage, you know what happens? Even the children are affected. But we have a word from God. We have the word from God that in our praying, He is going to do a restoration. Hallelujah! Because the help will come from God. When we find ourselves in brokenness, the help will come from the Lord. We thank God kung ang marriage nyo solid. But if you're sensing something, because one thing about when you and I have the Holy Spirit, pinaplano pa lang ng kaaway. The enemy is just planning, and you begin to see already what he's about to do. So when you do that, when you're watchful, boom, you just pray. And in our praying, in Jesus' name, we abort. Ina-abort po natin yung plan na kaaway. And we're going to see that because when Nehemiah saw this, he just didn't discuss and analyze yung situation. He was a man of action. But what he did first was to pray. And so ang lesson po doon is, when troubles come, what do we do? Minsan, di ba, yun ang giging last resort natin. At times, it becomes the last resort. We try to fix our problems on our own. And when we get tired and we ran out of options on how to solve it, then we just remember God. Pero alam nyo, the Lord is telling us, I would like to spare you from that heartache. Come to me. Turn to me. And what was amazing with Nehemiah was, he did that. But one thing about Nehemiah was, ano yung may mga important elements of his prayer? Number one, he praised God first. Praising God and thanking God is an important element in coming to the Lord. He said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant. Meaning to say, pag sinabing, Lord, you keep your covenant. We're telling him, you're true God, you're faithful Lord. When you promise something, you do it. So we do that in our prayer. Lord, I thank you. If you're a young Christian, you might konti lang ang masasabi, pero one thing you could do is, Lord, thank you, God, some mercy, some faithfulness in my life. Thank you for loving me, God. Lord, I know na meron kang magagawa. Ano yung kanta ng laging kina? Alam kong may magagawa ang Diyos. When you say allow, yes, Mommy Juliet, sige nga po. Kantahin natin yan sa ating, ano, sa ating anniversary. We know that God can do something. And God wants us na fully convinced that He is faithful, true to His word, and He has the power to act on our behalf. And the other part, important element was what? The confession of sins. Haven't you noticed na sinama niya ang sarili niya? Kasi ayaw po ni Lord ng self-righteousness. Hindi yung, Lord, pinag-pray ko yung kapitbahay ko, Lord. Alam mo naman yung kapitbahay ko. God. Minsan, una nating nakikita yung fault ng iba before we see ourselves. We always come to the Lord with humility. What does that mean? We do our self-examination. Haven't you noticed that at times when we're praying for someone, it's good to pray for someone. Pero habang iniintay natin yung what God will do, as we are praying for others, He changes us first, right? Because ganun si Lord. He is a God, He's our faithful God. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's, merong mga areas in our lives that needs to be changed. Amen? He's the all-knowing, all-seeing God. Amen. And so, that's what He did. So, Nehemiah, when he heard the bad news, he prayed. He sought the Lord. Amen. Now, when he sought God, what did the Lord do? The Lord acted. In fact, because he was like a cupbearer sa king, alam niyo ho, nung sineserve niya yung king, nakita ng king na malungkot po siya. Alam niyo, sa times na yun, pag kayo cupbearer, hindi kayo po pwedeng malungkot. Ang hirap nun, ano? Kahit na deep down inside, na you know, you're sorrowful, pero you have to keep like a face na, King, good morning. Pero siya, lumabas po yung what was nasa kalooban niya. Alam niyo, ganun tayo eh. Maaring we can put up a front, may ang countenance natin, nakangiti tayo, pero deep down inside, at times we're hurting. But one thing about the Lord, we can come to the Lord just as we are. Papaalam po natin sa Kanya the things that trouble us. Amen. And so, what was amazing was, when the king noticed his face, hindi, bawal ho dun eh. During that time, pwede kayo papatay. Well, yes, that's how. And so, pero, alam niyo, because it's the favor of God. When the king asked him, what is it that bothers you, Nehemiah? Alam niyo, habang kinakausap niya yung king, nagpa-pray siya. Do you know that you can do that? Kasi, if you know that God is with you anytime, anytime, kaya, everywhere you go, minsan may ginagawa kayo, under your breath, at times you pray. So like him, kausap siya ng king, pero nagpa-pray siya in his spirit to God. And so, the Lord, praise. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank God for batteries. Praise the Lord. So, favor comes from God. So, binigyan ho siya. Kumbaga, sige, mag-leave ka. Na hindi pa, it took 12 years yung leave niya. Pinayagan siya ng king. You know, when you are set to do the will of God, hear me, Pag binasa niyo ng Nehemiah and Ezra, favor comes when your heart is set to do the will of God. When your heart is set to do God's purposes in your life, and for us as a church, nandun po ang favor. Nandun ang favor, amen. Some of you might not know, when God pulled us together as a church, yung mga narito po, alam nyo na how we started. You know, when I was there in the lobby, I paused for a moment. I was seated there in one of those chairs in the lobby, and I was looking outside. I had a moment with God, and I said, thank you to the Lord for this place that God has given us. And that was God's favor. We were looking for a church. We were looking for a church. And for some months, we were there at Civic Center. At one point, meron sa mga facilities ng ating mga members. But when God led us to this place, alam niyo ba yung mga inuupuan yung silya? They were there already because this was an existing church. And the pastor of this church passed away. And we were... tinawagan po tayo ng management of this place. We were called, and they gave us. There were so many that they were considering, but they gave us the key to this place. The favor of God. The favor of God. Hindi po natin kakalimutan yun. Wala pong AC yung previous church. Kaya, you know, when we were looking at all of their things, ang dami pong kahon-kahon ng pamaypay. Ay, bakit kaya ang dami yung pamaypay? Then, walang AC. Can you imagine if it's 90 degrees, ang init dito, kaya paypayan sila. Pero kaya sabi na, nako, Houston, we have a problem, walang AC. So nag-canvas kami, and how much, brother? Expensive, 18,000 yung isang, but you know what? Favor again, you know what? The management told us, okay, if you're going to sign up for a contract for 5 years, magsa-set up kami ng AC para sa inyo, free. Libre. Those office furnitures, office, binigay po yun mga friends nila, Brother Rowell, na nag-relocate sa business sa Las Vegas. Kala nyo sinukat, ano? Yung table namin, parang sinukat, ano? Binigay lang ho yun. So, ibig sabihin, you know why? God already knew what was ahead of us. There were many times po nung nagsisimula na tayo as a church, and I would be driving, and I would get off at the 405 and look for places. But alam nyo, nakita ni Lord yung ano, we were, as a group, we would go to many places. But the Lord led us here. Because, alam nyo, God is a faithful provider. Not just personally, but corporately as a church. Kaya, wag po natin kakalimutan po yun, ha, yung faithfulness ni God in our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I remember, one of the things that touched my heart was, when we got this place, there were so many things to be done. Pero you know what? Yung teamwork, I was amazed with the teamwork. And we had to like give up yung ating contract dun sa Civic Center. And then, very timely, people pulled together their strength, their resources, and prepared this place for the Lord. Amen. Kaya, God is faithful. Always remember that. God is faithful. Amen. So, how does favor come? Kapag ang heart natin, set to do what? Thank you, Sister Emma. Set to do His will. Set to do the work of God. Amen. And so, that's what happened. Now, nandito na ngayon tayo sa, when Nehemiah got that favor from the king, so he's now set. He was making preparations and plans for the rebuilding of the walls and the gates. Now, what we're going to see in the story, sa Nehemiah, is we're going to see that every time you and I set our hearts to do the work of God, there will always be opposition. Let's read. Mag-jump na po tayo sa Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah 4, verse 1. When Sanballat, ano ho yan? This is a picture. This is someone that heard that God's people were rebuilding the wall. He became angry and was greatly incensed. Sanballat is a picture of Satan. And so what did he do? He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates in the army of Samaria, he said, what are those feeble Jews doing? Kita nyo, ano? Ano tawag doon? Niriridicule sila. Minamak sila. Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish it in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are? Alam nyo, gawain ho ni Satan yan. Binubulungan tayo. Sasabihin na, oh, kaya mo ba yan? Matatapos nyo ba yan? Would you have the resources? Marami. So know that when you are, kailang ihanda po natin ang sarili natin when we decide and we say yes to the Lord in serving Him, na opposition will come, but we have to remember na we are already victorious in Christ. We have to know that. Kasi nandyan ho yan sa Word of God eh. Prayer enforces the will of God. Eh, ang will of God is what? For the lives of people to be rebuilt. Broken families be restored. Amen? And when God blesses us, even financially, maging blessing tayo with what God is doing now through us as a church. Amen? Know this. And so, He would always throw His fiery darts. He would always put doubts in our minds and in our hearts about God's ability, God's plan and purpose sa buhay natin. But focus, we have to remember what the Word of God says about what Jesus has done. Kinanta po natin yung kanina. Oh, the amazing things, the great things that God has done for us. How many of you have experienced the power of God in your life? Meron pong nasagot na po siya, may ginawa in the past, right? So He can also do something with our present. How many of you are concerned about the future? Oh yes. Minsan ho yung mga unknown natin. Yun ang fear of the unknown always laging nagbibigay ng fear. Ako, sa akin lang, paano kaya kapag tanda ko? Ganyan ano. But then, when I opened the Word of God, naku, dinala ko ni Lord dun sa Isaiah and sa Psalm that talks about, don't worry, I'll carry you when you grow old. Wow. And sabi niya na, you will still be fruitful even in your old age. I made you and I will carry you. Also, yung mga ating mga young at heart, hindi tayo pababayaan ni Lord sa ating pagtanda. Amen? Maniwala po tayo dyan. Amen? Praise God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and sound mind. Kaya maganda ho yung nagbabasa ng Word. Kasi, yes, ang Word of God ang magpapa-sharpen ng ating mind. Maganda pa ho yung nagme-memorize. Memorize the Bible, amen, the verses from the Bible. Amen, let's continue. So, verse 3, Tobiah, eto na naman, isa pang ano, the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what they are building, sabi niya, pag merong fox na nag-climb doon, it would break down their wall of stones. So talagang niri-ridicule and mocked. When we were starting, ganyan po ang mga naririnig ko, kaya simula pa lang eh, ano pang magagawa niyan? Titignan pa nila yung maaaring physical condition and it's like, and I am giving God the glory because it's not me. It's not me, it's not us, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at this, verse 4, eto na. So, nung narinig yung mga pagmamak, what did Nehemiah do again? He prayed, "Hear us, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads." Whoa, ibang klase mag-pray, ano? Ibalik mo sa kanila, Lord, yung sinasabi nilang mga pang-insulto sa pangalan mo. Right? "Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders and that God's people." Kasi, alam nyo ba na pag pinipersecute nila ang tayo, Christians, whom are they persecuting? It's Christ Himself. It's Christ Himself. But look at this, verse 6. "So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height." Wow, nakahalahati. "Why? For the people worked with all their heart." Because pag ang tao po ay nagkaisa, there's power in unity. There's power in unity. Kaya pagkaingatan po natin yung unity. We have to preserve the unity of the body of Christ. Pag meron po tayong mga differences, hingin po natin ang tulong ng Holy Spirit na ma-resolve yun peacefully. Amen. Now, let's look at this because God would bring the Word of God to a personal level and even as a church level corporately. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, ito na po yung mga kontrabida, no? The Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. Alam nyo, dapat we should examine ourselves. Pag wala na tayong na opposition from the enemy, baka ang direction na pinupuntahan nyo eh, you're going through sa side ng kalaban. Because anytime you and I are set to do the will of God, know this, the enemy would like to oppose you. He would like to discourage you. But praise God, look at this, because what the Word of God says. Now, verse 8, they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. Verse 9, but we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Look at verse 9. So what did I do with all those attempts? They prayed again. So prayer, always prayer. Yun ang sinasabi sa atin ni Lord. And then posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Ano yun? Pray. Watchfulness in praying. Watchfulness in praying. Meanwhile, verse 10, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out and there's so much trouble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Also, our enemy said, I hope it's not telling me it's my time. Okay. Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and we will kill them and put an end to the work. Ito yung sinasabi ng mga enemies of God's people. Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. So si Nehemiah, guided by the Spirit of God, said, eto na, look at this, hear this. Therefore, I positioned some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places. Diba may gap? Yung wall is meant to protect, for protection. So may gap pa, hindi pa tapos. And so what Nehemiah did was he called God's people and positioned them. How? Posting them by what? By families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Look at this. Guhitan niyo po yan. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight. And fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. We are called to engage in a spiritual battle. We are called to fight for what? To fight for our families. When there are brokenness, minsan po alam natin na we, at times we give in. We give in to what the enemy is telling us. Bubulong sa atin, tignan mo naman yan. How many years have you been praying for that person? Nothing has happened. Give up. And that's what the enemy would want us to do, to give up. But we should not. That's why the Word of God says, remember the Lord your God, who is what? Great and awesome. And fight, sabi po ni Apostle Paul sa 2 Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Malapit na po tayo sa finish line. Malapit na po tayo. And you know what? The enemy wants us to give in. To give in. And pag nag-give in po tayo, sino po talo tayo? And then, if you're someone serving the Lord, then even your families will be affected. Know that. Pero praise the Lord. Look at this. Verse 15, when our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot, and that God had what? Frustrated it. We all returned to the wall, each to his own work. Alam niyo ba that each one of us has been called by God? Each one of us has been called by God. If you are now a born-again Christian, you have been called by God Himself. Meron po kayong assignment in the rebuilding. In the rebuilding of people's lives. Kaya never ever think na, please know that you can make a difference, number one. When you put your faith and our trust in our Lord Jesus, it secures our personal salvation. Alam niyo, ang salvation, hindi po padri-padrino to. Hindi po pwedeng, halimbawa, ang wife mo ang committed to the Lord. When judgment day comes, Lord, hindi ba ako pwedeng makapasok eh? Ito yung asawa ko. Sorry. Wala akong mga apo. Wala akong apo. Sabi ni Lord, ibig sabihin nun, you have to make your own personal decision. Our spiritual well-being is our personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. Kaya, fathers, kung kayo nagpapalakas, alam niyo matatangin yung wives niyo. If you're praying for your wife. Or vice versa. If you have children, when you're setting an example, they will see that in you, and you know what? That would even like determine your eternal destiny of your children. Kaya, you have to. We've got to be strong in the Lord. In these times that we are living in, alam niyo yung hinahanap ni Lord, number one, courageous folks. Yung mga taong may boldness and to know that God, I need strength that comes from you. Secondly, God is looking for people who are really committed to Him first and to the work of God. Hindi naman niya tayo bibigyan ng assignment beyond our capability. Let's start with something that we can do. You and I can pray. Praise the Lord. Natatandaan ko po yung nung nagsaserve kami doon sa isang church, there was one brother na, we were just starting as a church, kaya every Sunday ho, sineset up ang chairs. Matrabaho, ano, kasi iseset, ililigpit. Sabi niya, ay naku, maghahanap na lang ako ng church. Ayos na yung upuan. But, you know what, when people would want convenience always, hindi po masama, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, God would want us, na every little thing that you and I do, may sacrifice, would always require sacrifice. Whether it be time, when God speaks to our hearts, amen, let's say yes to the Lord, because ang sabi ni Lord, ang labor natin is never, never in vain. Amen. And so when they prayed, sabi dun sa the Bible po, sa Word of God, God frustrated the plans of the enemy. And so now look at this. From that day on, half of the people did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. What does that mean? So sinabi ho sa atin dito na we see that may sword, which is for battle, tapos yung on the other hand, yung tools to build. While you and I are doing the work, ano ba yung mga tools? May tools tayo? If you, let's say, sa praise and worship, you try to, the praise and worship team, they usher us into the presence of God. Sabi ko nga sa kanila, that do you know na ang ministry nyo is so important because it prepares the hearts of the people. It makes the work of the preacher so easy na ang hearts nila prepared to receive the word of God. Kumbaga na, naararo na. Amen. And so when the word of God is shared, wow, and the word of God is dropped into their hearts, and then didiligyan po ng Holy Spirit dyan. Sa help ministry, marami po, Sunday school, wow, we need one another. We need one another. There's so many things that you and I can do for the work of God. Hallelujah. And so what they did was, watchful sila in praying and also doing the work at the same time. Amen. And so that's why it says, hindi po tayo talagang wala pong Lone Ranger Christian. That's why body po tayo. Body has different members, different parts, pero we all have one goal, and that is to serve our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And so don't cut yourself off from others. Can I say this? Hindi ko po ma-overemphasize. Wala pong Kristiyanong mabubuhay ng solo siya. No man is, tama po, sister, no man is an island. And so the Lord, bakit niya ang church tawag body of Christ? We need one another. We need to pray for one another, encourage one another. Amen. So don't isolate yourself. Pag ang tendency of a Christian is to isolate themselves, that's the work of Satan. That's the work of Satan. We have to pray for them. Amen. And so we need you. The church of the Lord needs you. Amen. Praise God. And so look at this. Verse 19, then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there, for our God will fight for us. You know, before we end, I'm going to share with you a story. Where is that thing? It came through the Samaritan's purse. You know, we are so thankful. Where did that go? How many of you that the gospel of our Lord Jesus is being spread to many parts? Brother Art, where are you? I was about to show you the magazine from, can somebody check the office for me and look at that Samaritan's Purse? There was this story that really touched my heart kasi pinapakita po na talagang the work of God is talagang, ano ho to eh, we go hand in hand. And so in that article, it tells us na there's this time sa Niger. Niger is a country in the continent of Africa. That in just within two days, there were many Christian churches that were burned down to the ground, naging abo, ashes. Dahil ho sa continent ng Africa, marami pong, and I'm not saying this detail because we are inciting hatred towards this group of people. Hindi po. It's about, you know, may mga radical groups of Muslims. Yes. And so what happened was, so there were this militant, radical, mga radical na, no, not that one. It's okay, if you can find it, it's okay. So mga radical Muslims, Lord, where did that magazine go? Oh, here, I am so sorry, Brother Nelson, it's all here all the time. Okay, Brother Nelson, I found it, okay. So dito po, sabi dito, fanning the flames. Thank you so much. Fanning the flames. And shows a picture of this the black people in Africa, they were raising up their hands. But that's only half of the story because yung like sinabi ko po sa inyo, 2 days na burn ho ang kanilang mga sanctuaries. Okay, now so the attackers nag-ano sila, they were in motorbikes, nagtapon po ng mga Molotov bombs through the windows. And so, na-destroy po lahat ng churches. Reduced to piles of ash and rubble. Now, sabi dito, these people were determined to extinguish Christianity in that place. But their attacks, look at this, but their attacks only fanned the flames of faith in the hearts of the believers. Na, sa halip na ma-discourage sila, lalo silang naging maapoy sa Panginoon. Oh, hallelujah! Their buildings and property were destroyed, but their love for Christ was not. Hallelujah! Amen! Talagang yung pagmamahal sa Panginoon and pagmamahal sa gawain ni Lord. And so, sabi po nung pastor doon, sabi, I watched them burn the church and everything inside. In my heart, I felt a lot of sadness. It's a day we can never forget. However, sabi po nung yung response daw from the congregation and other believers across the country was filled with, number one, forgiveness and love, not revenge. Hindi po sila, hanapin natin yung mga gumawa nito. No, ganun, mag-retaliate, ano? Hindi po. We prayed for them, sabi po ng pastor. The enemy has destroyed the church, but God has changed our lives. He has taken us from the ashes to a higher level of faith. Let me repeat that. They might have burned yung aming sanctuary to ashes, pero ang Panginoon ho, He took us to a higher level of our faith. How many of you na masasabi niyo po na dun sa mga times na napakabigat ng problema that parang ashes na, talagang pinulbos tayo ng kaaway, ano? Left and right, bugbog. Pero sabi sa Bible, alam nyo, yung faith natin kay Lord, He helps us overcome. He causes us to rise above our circumstances because our hope is in Christ alone. And so, dun sa, eto yung isang pastor, he was lifting up his hand in front of the, ano, ni-rebuild yung kanilang church building through Samaritan's Purse. They fasted and prayed, and many continued to gather kahit na dun sa harap lang ng ruined church building. And so now, whom did the Lord use? Samaritans first. They prayed and fasted, and so help came from another part of the world and rebuild their sanctuaries. Amen. And so, marami po nang na-rebuild. Ang Samaritans first is one of those that we are supporting. Kaya alam po natin na even in our giving, we are doing our part. Kaya yung pag meron tayong storing binabasang ganito, you are part of that. Because ating pong giving, meron pong ginagawa ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, they did that. And so, sabi po dito na God has started a new work in us as a church, and we are full of joy. Full of joy. And alam nyo, the enemy would want to steal our joy in serving God. Pero alam nyo, victorious pa rin ho tayo sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Victory! We have victory in Christ. And so, kaya gagawin po natin yung na, tinuro po sa Word of God. We're going to apply what you and I have learned from the Word of God. When troubles come, what do? We come to God in prayer. We seek God in our prayer and fasting. Hindi po tayo magsaserve ng lunch. And we're going to devote that time, this time, to come to God and humble ourselves. Katulad po ng ginawa ni Nehemiah, pinaraise niya muna po ang Panginoon. Lord, thank you, God. Begin to thank God in your own words. Hindi naman po kailangan maging mahusay sa English. Or kahit ano, even in the simplest way that we can say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you saved me. Thank you. In what way that the Lord would put in your heart today. Begin to thank God and to praise Him. And then we're going to give our concerns because God is here to rebuild. He is in the business of rebuilding lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to ask the power of the Holy Spirit because the Bible tells us that effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much and it has power. Amen. Do you know that in our praying that the yung gawain ng kaaway can be stopped, that people's lives can be delivered from the stronghold of Satan in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as we not just pray for people that we know, but even for as a nation. We need, America needs God. Hallelujah. And so, of course, we always take the opportunity, always, kung sino man po na, they have not yet committed their lives to the Lord. And this would be the time, or even for some of those na, you know, you might be coming to church, but then there's something deep down in our hearts that we need to allow the Holy Spirit of God and ask for God's repentance. Amen. And let this be this time. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Magta-take tayo ng communion, pero we're not going to take communion lightly po. We need to prepare our hearts coming into, you know, before we take partake communion, dahil communion is remembering what Christ has done for all of us. Amen. So let's come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word for all of us, O God. We thank you, Lord, O God, na Panginoon, you are still in the business of saving lives. You are still in the business of rebuilding what Satan has broken, Lord God. Sin that separates us from God, and yet, Lord, ang remedy is repentance. Ang remedy is coming to you, Lord God, in humility and in repentance, God. So, humingi po tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon kung ano man po yung pinapakita ng Holy Spirit na dapat po nating ihingi ng tawad. Our God is gracious and is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins as we confess them to God. So, Father God, today we bless your holy name. You are the God who is merciful, abundant in mercy, and always ready to forgive. We thank you for your plan of salvation, O God, that, Lord, in your love for us, you made a way for us to be saved from our sins by sending your only Son, Jesus, to die on that cross for us. And so, if you're that person and you have not yet committed your life to Jesus, let this day be that day that you would commit your life to Him. You might come from a religious family, pero if you have not yet made that decision to commit your life to Jesus, let this day be that day for you. Wag po nating intayin po, wag na natin po i-delay what the Spirit of God is telling us to do. So if you're that person, just lift up your hand to the Lord. Just lift up your hand to God and say, Lord, I need you. I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy and grace in my life. And today I'm going to make that decision to follow you from this day on. Hallelujah. So if you're that person, just follow me in this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am as a sinner in need of your grace and mercy. The forgiveness of my sins can only be washed away by your blood, Lord Jesus. So I thank you for what you have done at that cross. Mihingi po ako ng tawad. I ask for your forgiveness, Lord, for all of my sin. And I receive it today. I receive your love and your forgiveness, oh God, through your blood, Lord Jesus. Help me from this day on to follow you and obey your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, oh God, for some of us who have known you for quite a while, hinihingi po namin ang tulong mo, Lord God, na pag dumadating po ang discouragement, when discouragement comes in our lives, oh God, to continue the work that you've entrusted to us. We thank you that, Lord, in our praying today, you're going to fan the flames in our hearts. That, Father God, naway magpatuloy po kami sa aming paglilingkod sa iyo. May we continue to serve you, O God, till the end. May you find us faithful, O God, steadfast and loyal to you, O God, committed, Lord God, to what you have entrusted to us. And that is, Lord God, sharing the gospel to many, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, what an example that, Lord, yung nabasa namin, Panginoon, na i-share today, Lord God, through those people sa Niger, Panginoon, O God. Na, Lord, ang faith nila sa iyo, Panginoon, ay napakalakas that they turned to you when troubles came. Father God, turuan mo kaming lahat, Lord God, na pag dumating po ang problema, na hindi kami lalayo sa iyo, Panginoon, but Lord, let these problems push us closer to you, O God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Salamat, Panginoon, O God, for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. That, Lord, through your blood, Lord Jesus, we are made whole, O God. We are made whole to do your will in our lives. Oh, the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, God. Marami pong salamat, Panginoon, O God. And even as the elements are being distributed, O God, may each one of us remember the sacrifice that Jesus did at that cross. And it was perfect and complete, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. As we call on the ushers. Sister Emma, can you please? Thank you. Allow me to read this portion of the scriptures. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Father God, we thank you, Lord, O God, for your plan of salvation for us, that you sent Jesus, your only Son, to die on that cross on our behalf. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for your body that was broken, bruised and beaten. You shed your blood that we may have the forgiveness of our sins. And we remember all of these things that you have done for us. That because through your blood, now we have direct access to the grace, the throne of grace of our Father God. That Lord, today, O God, we can appropriate these blessings, Lord God, that Jesus has accomplished at that cross. The forgiveness of our sins, O God. Healing to our bodies, healing to our minds, O God. Prosperity that, Lord, O God, you bestow upon your people, O God, because Jesus, you became poor that we might become rich in every way, O God. Hindi lamang po sa material na bagay, but to prosper, Lord God, in every aspect of our lives, O God. And so, Lord, today we say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for yung revelation and understanding that you give to us because of what Jesus has done for us. And the blessed hope that we have in you that Jesus, you're coming back for us. And so, Lord, thank you even as we partake this bread, as we remember your broken body, that, Lord, oh God, was broken for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we partake the bread. Lord, this cup reminds us of your most precious blood, Lord Jesus, that you have shed on that cross, that through the blood of Jesus, through your blood, we have the forgiveness of our sins, O God, and that we have overcome Satan, Lord God. Lord, through the blood of the Lamb of God is Jesus. His name is Jesus. You shed your blood that our sins be taken away. And Lord, we thank you for that, Lord God, in Jesus' name as we partake that, the cup right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. What we're going to do next is we're going to form our prayer circles. The Word of God tells us we have to stand in the gap. We have to, in our praying, we're going to engage in a spiritual battle po sa ating pagpapray. We have to understand na ang enemy po, he is relentless, hindi po siya titigil hanggang ma-destroy ang lives. Pero one thing we know, we are going to enforce the victory that Jesus did in our praying. Amen. And so pag-pray po natin ng mga loved ones, mga kakakilala natin, mga kaibigan. And later on, we're going to pray for the nation together. Amen. Sige po, let's form our prayer circles. And let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Sige po. Since we're not having lunch, so take your time in seeking God in prayer. Intayin niyo po ang sinasabi po ng Holy Spirit as far as what to pray for. Begin with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for His Word. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, oh God. The victory is ours. You're fighting for us, Lord Jesus. You're ever living to make intercession for us, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. You're alive forevermore, Jesus. Buhay ka, Panginoon. Buhay ka, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord God. We're serving a mighty God. The God we're serving is mighty and is alive forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' mighty name, O God. Strongholds are being destroyed, O God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's power in your name, Lord Jesus. Yes. Rebuild the walls in every family, O God. In our praying, O God, bring healing, O God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The God of restoration, Lord. We cry out to you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Our Emmanuel, our God who's with us. You promise us you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Father God. Healing. My healing. Healing is mine in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na magkaisa, Lord God, doing the work of the Lord. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, that's right. Amen, O God. Yes, Father God, amen. Yes. Yes. Pray for my brother Joel, O God. Si Annie, Panginoon, in Jesus' name, O God. No matter how they have distancing themselves from you, O God, that Lord, they can run, but cannot hide from you, O God. In your mercy and grace, O God. Lord, O God, thank you that you have come to seek and save that was lost, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, O God. Thank you, Father God. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, O God. Salamat, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, oh God, amen. Amen. Open blind eyes, oh God. Open blind eyes, Lord. Unplug deaf ears, oh God. Unplug deaf ears. Yes, soften hearts, oh God. Soften hearts, oh God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God, amen. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, Father God. Yes. That's right, amen, oh God. Yes, yes, you are faithful and true God. You're the God who hears the cry of the righteous, O God. Salamat, Lord, sa commitment mo, Panginoon. The good work you started in all of us, you are faithful to finish and to complete, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, yes, oh God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Jesus, 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 oh God. Oh. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Oh, great and awesome God. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, oh God. Yes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Yes, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, babakia, da, 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 bo, shende. Yes, oh God, amen. Yes, supernatural God. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord, yes. Amen, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, oh God. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. For your name's sake and for your glory, oh God. Miracles, oh God. Signs and wonders to back up your word, oh God. For the kingdom of God is power, Lord God. It says power, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's power in unity and in agreement, oh God. Salamat, Panginoon. In the name of Jesus. Salamat, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Father God. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I pray for your salvation to come upon everyone in our families, oh God. Yes, yes, Father God. Yes. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, yes, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes. Yes, yes, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Yes. 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 Yes, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Yes. Love. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come to your people as we draw near. Hear us from heaven. Touch our generation. We are your people. Crying out in desperation.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Father God.
Would you hear our prayer?
Thank you, Lord.
Would you hear our cry, God? Come and heal our land. Forgive our sin.
Thank you,
Lord. Will we cry out to you? Lift your voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we're crying out to you, God. Hear us from heaven, God. Pour out your spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, what else can we say but thank you, God? What else can we say but, Lord, we give you the highest praise that you deserve, oh God. Because, Lord, you are the faithful and true God. What a mighty God we serve. That the God we serve is alive. Jesus, you're alive forevermore. Your name is faithful and true. You are the God of salvation, the God of mercy, and the God of grace. You are, by the power of your Spirit, fanning the flames in the hearts of your people today. You are reviving our hearts to pray more. You are giving us that desire to hunger more for your word in our lives, oh God. Because we come to know you more, Lord God. When, Lord, we hear from your Holy Spirit every time we meditate and read your word, whether on our own or whether we study the word of God together as a church, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, your promise in your word is that, God, in the last days, and we are in those days, we believe that, oh God, that there will be the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. How much we need your Holy Spirit, oh God, to turn our hearts back to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you don't want us to live in our sins, not to leave this earth with our sins, oh God, but you have already given us the remedy, and that is as we repent and accept the sacrifice that Jesus did on that cross for us on our behalf. The punishment that should have been ours, Jesus, you took it upon yourself. So Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today we thank you, God, for the confidence that we have in our hearts that every prayer request that has been lifted up to you right here in this place, it's not because of anything that we have done, not because of our own self-righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ that has blessed us with that position to know that our prayers are powerful and effective because of your grace alone and because of our faith in Jesus, your Son. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us how to pray. To pray with fervency, with zeal and passion, with faith, believing that God, whatever you said in your word, you are going to perform it, God. That when we cry out to you, oh God, you hear that prayer. For those, Lord God, names that have been lifted up to you today, we thank you that because Jesus, you are mighty to save, and that, Lord, you did not die in vain. We thank you that you have heard our prayers because, Lord, this is your will. Your will is that hearts will turn back to you in repentance, oh God. And Father, we thank you for revival in every family, God, that today you have set this time for us to come together, Lord God. That, Lord, you're building this hedge of protection for every family represented in this local church, God. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, broken relationships are mended, oh God, between husbands and wives, parents and children, God, siblings, oh God. Lord, we thank you that every generational curse has been broken because of the power of the cross, oh God. That, Lord, the days are coming, oh God, that, Lord, your people will see that truly, Lord God, you are the God of mercy and grace. Even for those who have backslidden, oh God, Jesus, as our good and great shepherd, you're bringing them back to your fold, oh God, in Jesus' name. We come to you, Lord, because you are the God of all nations, Lord. You're such a big God that your word tells us that, Lord, nations are just like a drop in the bucket before your sight. That's how big you are. And we thank you, Father God, that even as we are in agreement this Sunday afternoon, oh God, for healing for America, God, healing for the Philippines and all nations, God, we would like to start here in this land where you have appointed us and situated us. Katulad ng ginawa mo kay Esther, Panginoon, you have called us for a time such as this for America, God. That God, in our praying, Lord God, for your word tells us that it's righteousness that exalts a nation and sin is a reproach, God. We ask for healing for America, God. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon. Forgive us for our sins as a nation, God, for our pride. Lord, oh God, for racism, oh God. Lord, for disrespect for authority, oh God. Lord, Panginoon, patawarin mo kami for sexual immorality, for abortion, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, for hatred, oh God. For murders, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, you know them all, God. Hiningi namin ang tawad mo, Panginoon. We ask, Lord God, for the work of your Holy Spirit upon everyone in this land, starting from those who lead in this country, God. Lord, oh God, we ask for wisdom for those who lead, Lord. Lord, alam mo that there's such brokenness in our government, oh God. There's disunity, oh God, but only you can fix the ills of this nation, oh God. And let it start, Panginoon. Let it start among your people. Let revival start among us as a people of God. That, Lord, cause the light of Jesus to shine brightly through our lives. That when we leave this place, oh God, Panginoon, you're going to fill us. Today, you're filling us with your Holy Spirit. That anointing is upon us as a church, oh God. That, Lord, you're going to use us as your instruments, like a, Lord, a sharp sickle, Lord of the harvest. Use us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, i-break mo yung passivity sa amin, Panginoon. But instead, oh God, bigyan mo kami ng love for people, love for those who are lost and they don't know their way, and that may you find us faithful, pointing the way to Jesus alone, oh God, in Jesus' name. Let it start in every family, in our workplaces, Lord, for our young people, oh God. Lord, anoint our young people, our children, oh God. Let there be revival in our schools, oh God, in every college and university, oh God, in Jesus' name. Cause our young people to have a love, Lord God, for their friends who don't have Jesus in their lives, oh God. That they would start praying for them, oh God, and sharing to them about Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Father God, Lord, in every family, God, thank you. Thank you for revival in every family. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the love of God flowing in the lives and hearts of your people today, oh God. And Lord, as a church, we pray that, Lord, may you continue to unite us, Lord. That, Lord, we will be side by side, Lord God, magtutulong, Panginoon, O God, helping one another, O God, and committed to the work that a sacred thing has been entrusted to us, and that is the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, Panginoon, tulungan mo kaming ma-share to sa marami, Panginoon. Thank you for fanning the flames in our hearts today, O God. That, Lord, may we continue to serve you all the days of our lives, O God. And that you may find us faithful because we long to hear from your lips, Lord Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to dismiss your people, oh God, with your love, your joy and peace, oh God. Your hedge of protection that's, Lord, that, and even your ministering angels encamp round about us, oh God, that wherever we go, that Lord, you are with us as our Emmanuel. Your spirit, Lord, is with us, guiding us every step of the way, Lord. Wisdom in every decision making. And divine favor that rests upon the lives of your people, that as you bless us, may we be a blessing to others, O God. Lord, we continually thank you, God, that humbled as we are, that you're using us even sa ministry sa Montalban, Panginoon. As we continually send boxes, Father God, to many families who need Jesus, may they experience the love of God and the power of God. Pagpalain mo sila, Pastor Romel, and everyone, Lord, part in na nagtutulong-tulong, Lord God, laborers in your vineyard, Lord God, in the ministry that you have given them, that many more will come to know Jesus in their lives. Deliverance, oh God, from drug addiction, oh God. Hope, Lord God, hope even for the children, oh God. Hallelujah. You're opening up our eyes, oh God, to know that, Lord, you are more than able, oh God. Lord, oh God, to turn desolate places like that, sa Montalban, a heap of ash and rubble and trash, oh God, that you can change it, Lord God, and cause that land to be fruitful, Panginoon. When hearts are turned to you, we know that you're going to do that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, oh God. We give you the highest praise, Lord God. And today, we honor you, Lord Jesus, as the head of this church, oh God. Pagpalain mong lahat ng mga tao dito, Panginoon, in this congregation, oh God. That, Lord, may we all continue to serve you, Lord God, with gladness in our hearts as we are dismissed in your love and grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you all. And hope to see you on our Bible studies and Friday night prayer meetings. Amen. And so, of course, July 1st, it's our anniversary. Amen. God bless you all. Praise God. God bless you, po. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.